What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success. Tonight is the Friday Night Flex. Friday Night Flex. It's March 7th, 2025. And if, just in case you missed last night's episode, I went head to head with producer Britt. We talked a little bit about girl math. We talked about gender roles and just what's happening and what's taking place. So if you missed that episode, you're going to want to go back and you're going to want to check that out. Because I'm still trying to figure out girl math. So if y'all out there understand it, hey, feel free to shoot me a DM at Speak Your Success Media and just let me know. Like, what's your thoughts on girl math? Do you think it's real? Is it not? But anyway, enough about girl math because I still don't understand. But we got a great show for you tonight. And before we even get this thing kicked off, get this thing moving, got to bring out my co-host. Come on out, producer Britt. Come on out. Come on out.
Hey.
How we feeling?
It's Friday, man. It's Friday. I feel good. I'm here. You know, the house clean and I didn't have work today.
Hey, the house is clean. Hey, when the house is clean, you operate a little.
When the house is clean, you can do whatever you want.
Hey, you got all the time back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, yeah, good deal.
But
good
happy, deal. You know, happy Women's History Month. Happy Friday.
Happy Women's History Month. And just for the record, I want to let you know, I really been enjoying hearing about some of the impactful things that women been doing. A young lady yesterday, what was her last name? I want to say
Freeland. Kamora Freeland.
Going back, checking out some more about her. Really, really dope, really amazing. Mm-hmm. A young gunner going out and getting it, right? Yeah. Making it happen. But anyway, so just want to let you know, I think you're doing a great job and really been enjoying this history as you educate me, as we educate others, and as we learn and live together.
All right. You're welcome. Yeah. No problem. Yeah. Okay. So get into, well, you sent me this. This is what you saw. This is what you saw scrolling. This is Friday. You know, everything gets switched up on Friday. So what'd you see scrolling? What's this?
Yeah. So what I saw, I just happened to be floating around, you know, on the World Wide Web, Instagram. And just like I've said before, you know, anybody who happened to have kids, or maybe you just want to get out because, producer Britt, one thing I'm learning, getting older as an adult, adults like Legos too.
Yes. Oh, man. Yeah. There's some Lego collectors out there. People wait in line at the Lego store. Legos are real for adults.
Mm-hmm. The longest line I've ever seen in North Park was at Nespresso when they first opened and at the Lego store when they have a new Lego releasing. But anyway, it shared in this graphic from a gentleman I saw online. It talks about that there's going to be a free Lego event to where, you know, you can get the Lego steering wheel model from March 9th. And that event is going on from 12 to 2 p.m. Of course, you're going to want to call ahead. You're going to want to make sure that they still have slots, that they still have Legos, they still have steering wheels.
And
right?
That is this Sunday.
So, you know, tonight's Friday. So tomorrow or even tonight, you know, you can call, put in a call, check at your local Lego retailer.
I don't think Lego's open at 8 o'clock at night. They're not
still open?
I don't think they still open. The mall closes at 8.
Oh, we got local celebrity in the chat. We got Mr. Webb in the chat. Josh Webb in the chat.
Hey, what's up, family? Oh,
what's up? But yeah, I just wanted to share this event because, like I said before, having a child and you just want your child to get out the house. You want to have something else for them to do, somewhere else for them to tear up. So we'll take them to Legoland.
That is funny.
We'll take them to not Target. But we'll take them to other places and let them run free. So, you know, that's what I saw scrolling in terms of events. But just wanted to put that out there for the people.
That makes sense. So I wanted to talk about TV shows. So I am on my TV show saga right now. I go into these modes where I watch a plethora of shows at one time, and this is one of those times. Okay, there's some season twos that came out, there's some seasons that have just returned. I literally just watched an episode of a show before I got on tonight, so I'm in that season of TV shows. So I'm gonna run down some TV shows. I know you're into shows, and if you watch some of these, you know, let me know. or you might want to watch some of these. Okay. Daredevil. I haven't watched Daredevil. I believe that might be on what is that? Disney?
That might be on Disney?
Yeah. Okay. I would like to Yeah, Disney Plus. Yeah.
Okay.
So that one, I'm interested in that. And then definitely And then definitely interested in this Running Point right here with Kate Hudson.
Okay. Have you seen any of it yet? Or are you just seeing
I've seen a little bit of it, like clips. What about you? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen any of it yet, but if you remember the movie, it was a while ago with Whoopi Goldberg called Eddie.
Yeah, I know.
That's what this triggered in my mind. I was like, is that gonna be like Eddie? But I still want to check it out.
Okay. 0 Day. I heard that this was good. My cousin Marche said that this was good, and it has a Robert De Niro in it. So I mean, it can't be bad. You know,
it can't be bad.
White Lotus. Do you watch White Lotus?
I feel like somebody's talked about it. It probably was you, but I haven't seen White Lotus.
My gosh. Okay, that's a good one. Okay. It's like a psychological thriller. Yeah, you can catch that one on Max. I haven't seen Toxic Town. I'm kind of interested in this Cassandra here. It got 100% on Rotten Tomato. So I got to check that out. It looks like it's on the creepier side, but still could be interesting. This is the one I was telling you about before we got on the air. So House of David, this is the story of David in the Bible, and it is very detailed. The episodes are about an hour long, so it's very, very detailed episodes. And
what platform did you say this
was on? That one's on Amazon.
Okay.
I noticed a show right here, Paradise.
Just finished episode 8 today.
Oh, did you see it? Okay, yeah. No, I'm waiting. I'll probably watch it tonight. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've been hearing about this one with Love with Meghan Markle. You know, she's married to Prince Harry. And I've had like mixed reviews. That 28% kind of looks right. Reacher. Are you a Reacher fan?
I haven't watched Reacher. I have
really?
Not.
Really? He's really go ahead.
No, I was about to say, what what's the draw for Reacher?
Reacher, I would just say he's just like a tough guy that goes around and he just beat everybody up. But in a good way. Like, he's solving problems. Okay. It's on season 3 now. This my show right here. Okay. This should be 100%.
You be on Severance. You be on this show.
Oh my gosh. You can't blink when you watch this show because you don't know. You might miss something. That's how good it is. And it's just so detailed. Everything's calculated. It's one of those, like I said, it's another psychological thriller. Suspense is so good. So if you have Apple TV, definitely watch Severance. There's 2 seasons. I'm on season 2 right now. And they're about 9 episodes in on season 2. So, catch up, man.
All right.
I don't know anything about 1,000 Blows. I don't know anything about that. 1923, if you watch Yellowstone, I believe that this is the prequel or 18. No. I'm sorry. The Yellowstone people get mad at me. This is 18. It's another show. It starts with 18 something. I gotta get it right. It's a prequel to one of these shows. There it is, 1883. It's a prequel to this.
Oh, they got the same branding and everything. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's how that works. I have not seen 1883. It's not my type of show. It's a very long, the episodes are long. Okay, I'm talking an hour. Probably an hour or more. They're so long. I didn't watch anything down here. Yeah. Suits LA. Did you watch the original Suits?
I didn't watch Suits. I've heard about it, but I was about to say, I hear people talk about Pitt. I've heard a lot of people talking about Pitt.
And with the game, Josh Webb, what show are you talking about? It is definitely a great show. What show is that? The Pit.
Yeah, what show is, yeah, definitely what show was that?
The Pit. Yeah, Shay said that show was good. Marche said that one was good too.
I knew I heard somebody say it was good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But that's all I got. That's all that's out right now. That's all that's popping. That's all that I'm going to, you know, talk about because that, you know, that's what I'm interested in right now. The only thing I'm not gonna watch this. I'm definitely not gonna watch the With Love with Meghan Markle. But I want to check that Daredevil out. Okay. Yeah. So those are my shows right now.
And then definitely report back. Oh, but in other news, like we're talking about stuff that people can do on the weekend because it's the Friday night flex. So we're keeping it fun. We're keeping it light. What I'm going to tomorrow with my wife. Where we're going tomorrow? We're going to the Fort Worth Symphony. And it's Black Panther. They're going to be playing the movie. From my understanding, they're going to be playing the movie while the symphony is going to be playing like the music.
So it's the orchestra, correct?
It's supposed to be crazy.
Nice.
Supposed to be crazy. I'm really interested just to see how it goes. We're going to go to we're going to have dinner at Black Panther in concert. Yeah, producer, good word, quick, y'all. Women in media. Okay, women in media. Okay,
that is funny.
But we're gonna go to the Wicked Butcher before they have some dinner, and then this is where we're gonna be for the next 3 hours. Okay, you said 3 hours.
Okay,
it's a whole situation. Whole situation. They're gonna have, I believe, the orchestra, and it's about to be lit. It's about to be lit for the grown folk.
All right.
Yeah.
This is where you're going. You're going here.
The Wicked Butcher. We're gonna be at the Wicked Butcher. Yeah. So if anybody y'all happen to see us out, you can say what's up. You can say what's up at the table. Just say what's up and tell my wife happy birthday. I was looking at the menu. You know, they got some oysters on a half shell. I like to give me some oysters.
Okay, y'all. Jonathan loves oysters. I've never met someone that loves oysters more than Jonathan. I've never met anyone that likes.
Oh, look. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Wait, producer, scroll back up because you on breakfast. Hit that dinner.
I'm about to eat. Okay, we got oysters on the hash.
I don't know what it is. It's like I'm on a hunt to find the best oysters. Because when I went to when me and Gabby went to Atlanta for our anniversary, we hit this nice seafood spot.
Ooh, they got Branzino.
They got a couple fish on there too. So it's gonna be a good night.
All right.
It's
gonna be a good night. Okay, perfect. You said what?
Mm-hmm. I said I'm looking forward to it. What you got on dock for the weekend? You got a clean house. You know what I'm saying? You're feeling good. You about to wrap up Friday night show. What you got going on this weekend?
I think I'm just gonna get a blanket, get on the couch, and just watch all my TV shows.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Yeah, that's what I feel like doing.
Ain't nothing
honestly.
Wrong with that. Get you something good.
Chilling.
You got your juicer, so you know you're gonna be.
I'm definitely juicing.
Cold pressed juice.
When I tell you I'm probably juicing when I get off of here. I'm juicing. I got this new Botox juice recipe that it's like a natural Botox for your face. So I'm gonna report back on that one, ladies. And then I got my cucumber juice. And I got my carrots and my ginger. I found some turmeric. So I'm going to do turmeric and ginger together. I got a watermelon. I'm going to do watermelon and mint. And that one's good for hydration. I got celery. Got my celery juice. I mean, I'm a juicer now. I am a juicer. Okay. I got beets. So I can make, beet juice. Yeah.
Beet. But when you do beets, you taste that.
It tastes like dirt. Yeah, it tastes just how it looks.
Beets ain't it.
You have to mix it with apples and other things. And I also have a papaya. I have a papaya and a pineapple.
Okay.
So I'm excited for the papaya. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in other news, I know we bounced around, but in other news.
No, what you got?
Dr. Jamal Bryant was on the
you
Breakfast
said
Club.
He got 100 and... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got 110,000 signatures it was 110,000 signatures prior to him doing the Breakfast Club interview. And he's saying the needle is moving, but also he also came and shed light on the fact that other Black pastors, other Black leaders need to better communicate. One, he said the fact that as they were just rolling out the Target Fast, there were other pastors who were doing, I forgot what he called it, but getting people together to go into a store and then mass purchase all the Black goods from the store. But he was like, no, we don't need to do that because you're still helping out the business, i.e. Target.
Okay, I'll pull up. We can watch this clip really quick.
Come on.
Is out of order. Bank of America is out of order.
Amazon
is out of order. Amazon is out of order. Is we wanted to go, the African proverb says, if you want to eat an elephant, do one piece at a time. So we picked Target first for several reasons. Number one, Target is headquartered in the same city George Floyd was killed. When George Floyd was killed, Target came out, made an announcement that they're going to invest $2 billion in the Black business. $2 billion, drum roll, and it starts December of 2025. When Trump made the announcement January of 2025, they dishonored that commitment. So we wanted to hold them accountable because when they made the pledge, it had nothing to do with DEI. Secondly, I am embarrassed, Breakfast Club, to say to you, Negroes spend $12 million a day in Target. And I don't know any Black business that amasses that much money in any singular day.
Is it $12 million a day?
$12 million a day. That 12 is wild.
A day.
Day.
$12 million a day. And then he went on to say later in the interview that in terms of us to really create a change, to really shift some things, people think we need X amount percentage of the population to really move the needle. He said all it takes is 3%. If we get 3%, what's going on, Coach Glenn Brooks and Coach Sherry Brooks, Junior? But he said, if we just get 3% of the marginalized community to get on the same page, we can really affect change.
Wow.
3%.
3%. That ain't a lot, y'all.
That's not a lot. Producer Britt, I think this is going to be one of them movements that really moves the needle. I see it happening now. I see it happening now. They got the right person in the forefront with Dr. Jamal Bryant because he has always been on the forefront when it came to protecting and really leading the marginalized community, I would say, because he's always outspoken and he's always flown out and, you know, really just stepped up and been a voice for the people.
Right.
So I'm like, hey.
I forgot that Target's headquarters is where George Floyd was, where he died. But on the other side of that, I don't know if I've ever told you this. I know one of the jurors on that jury.
That's wild. Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah, he was the only Black man on the jury. The other Black man on the jury, he was African. And we interviewed him when I used to work at the radio station. And we were the first people to break that story because I knew him personally. And that's how, that was so cool.
That's something to put on a resume for sure.
Oh my gosh. Okay, y'all. So we'll be right back with more Friday Night Flex. We're just talking random stuff today. And stay tuned. We'll have more speaker success when we come back.
Looking for an exciting workout that's not only fun but makes you feel alive? It's time to step up your fitness. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece. That's your answer. This isn't your typical workout. Extreme Hip Hop with Treece is an energizing step workout that combines simple moves with fresh beats, both old and new, creating an atmosphere that makes fitness exciting. With a focus on all elements of fitness, cardio, muscular conditioning, flexibility, and balance, you're guaranteed to burn calories and get addicted to the energy. Extreme becomes your safe space, which is a welcome environment where everyone is accepted. It's where you can let go of those worries of the world and focus on getting healthy. Ready to get energized? Join Extreme Hip Hop with Treece today.
What's going on, family? Welcome back to Speak Your Success. And if you have not hit that subscribe button, make sure down below you hit that subscribe button. You turn it from red to gray, all right? So you can become a part of the Speak Your Success family. And just as we're here today doing a Friday Night Flex, wanted to share with you all and make you aware of the fact that we like to share fun events happening in the city of DFW. We also like to just have a little bit of fun and let back on Fridays. But if you have an event that you would want us to bring up, want us to share with the community here on the show, feel free to send a message to at Speak Your Success Media or at Producer Britt with two T's. And, you know, we'd love to share that out. Or even you would like to say, well, John, I mean, you and Producer Britt are pretty cool, right? You and Producer Britt, y'all bring a good vibe. And y'all would want to have us out at your event, send us over a message at Speak Your Success Media and let us know a couple weeks in advance, and we'll see how we can make that happen. Producer Britt, come on back out. Come on back out.
All right.
So it's okay, the Friday night.
Yeah, it's Friday Night Flex. Okay, mm-hmm. And last Friday, Jonathan and I, we did a photo shoot for the show.
We did.
That was fun.
She worked quick.
These are some of my pictures, y'all. I'm so excited. I haven't posted these yet.
Exclusive.
You said what?
I said exclusive.
Yeah. Exclusive right here. Okay. And these are some of my pics. I haven't posted them yet. I don't know what my new profile picture, LinkedIn. Yeah, I'll definitely have to. Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, we did that and that was fun. What do you think, Jonathan? Wasn't it fun?
I mean, it was cool. It was cool. Cause what, between last week and between the past 7 days, I mean, you know, we really got in the studio, got active between doing our headshots and our photo shoot, got the knees out. But doing, you know, our photo shoots and then even, you know, doing some client work. It's been cool.
The client work has been fun. Yep. We did a video shoot.
We did a video shoot. And just like we talked about on episode 300, right? When we just got this thing back up and running, you asked me, you was like, what's the goal for 2025? Jonathan, what's the goal for 2025? Uh-huh. And then I said to myself, like, I'm gonna go back and pull that clip. Mm-hmm. But the goal for 2025 is to blow up the media channel, right? To blow up the media company. So that's what we're doing out there, y'all. We're building this thing in real time, building it with y'all side by side. So, hey man, I'm excited. Things are growing, opportunities are coming. We moving and shaking. And we still staying consistent. That's what I want the people to see. We haven't missed a day.
And we ain't gonna miss no days, okay? Cause we are here Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, okay? We ain't never missing a day. We gonna stay here until they kick us off. And this has been so fun. I mean, this has just been like definitely a lifestyle change I'll speak for myself. It's me and my cat. So, you know, I just have to maneuver, but I also have a busy work schedule, and having this at night, it's a lifestyle change. But Jonathan, I'm going back to the gym. I'm saying it here live. I'm going back to the gym at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Man. Okay. Well, hold on. Wait, Producer Britt. Wait. I can't let you get out the hot seat that quick. So what would you say to somebody out there who sees what we're doing and they're like, I want to do that, or I want to be a content creator, like just do some level setting. Cause you said it's lifestyle change for you, and I'll share my perspective in a second. But what would you say to that person?
I would say to that person, I was listening to a interview that Will Smith was in, and he talked about you want to be good or you want to be great. And so I would just say always keep, when you're making decisions, whether to do your content or you're making decisions to just go forward with anything that's, I guess, in the public eye that, you know, is a reflection, not your reflection, but your reputation, you want to be good or you want to be great. And so, it you know, if you're good, oh, two thumbs up, you know, kind of like you said in the interview, like, that's great, like, that's cute. But to be great is to, you know, do the things that you know that you should be doing all the time, being consistent, not falling off, you know, being self-aware of what's going on around you. But definitely, I would say, it's a lifestyle change. It's just a lifestyle change. You have to change your whole entire lifestyle to do something like this and to be consistent with it, because it's either you keep going or you just stop. And so, yeah, I guess that would be my advice, is if you're going to do it, do it. If you're not serious about it, don't do it, because you're just going to, you know, you're just going to waste your time. So, yeah, that's what I would say.
Man. Yeah. I mean, and same for me on this side, you know, because, you know, I'm married, have a baby boy. Our family is continuing to grow. And, you know, it's just creating, and you've challenged me on this, but it's really creating structures and processes to know, like, okay, my son needs to be in his crib by 7:30 so I can get back here behind the camera, behind the mic. So we began to prep for the show and do the rundown for the show. And if I'm late or if I slack or whatever it might be, or even not even going to sleep the night before, then that's not only going to set me off and set me back, but that's going to set us back, the team back, the show back. Yeah. And, you know, just having that level of accountability, especially going live.
Yeah.
Because now we have the kind of
going live. I mean,
because if we don't go live, we tell y'all we're going live at 8 and then we don't go live, then y'all can fire us up. Y'all can cook us.
That, so, or it's just like you're going live. Like, okay, yeah, you do a tape show. You can sit there and tape all day. But to be live is like a whole different, it's a whole different ball game. And, you know, I come from live radio. So, you know, I get it. But, you know, live visual video face. Yeah. It is some dedication for sure.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, wait. We still Women's History Month. You're a woman in media. You know, you came from live radio. Just talk a little bit about the different level of challenge, or just take some time at, like, comparing what you've seen working in live radio, working with some of the people you work with, in comparison to now. You know, you not being behind the scenes, but you being in the scene. No pun intended.
So what are you asking me?
I'm just saying, just talk a little bit about the difference between being in front of camera versus being behind the camera.
Being in front of the camera, I'll start there, because I used to do it in college and then I stopped for a very long time and now I'm back at it. Being in front of the camera takes a lot of preparation. It takes, you want to look good, and you want to make sure you know what you're talking about, and that is one thing that matters the most, is that, you know, people are listening to you. So you have to know what you're talking about, because then they will really fire you up. and you want to, being behind the camera, you know, I love being behind the camera because you get to do the whole entire show. You see the whole show and you get to sit back and then you get to just press play and then all the moving pieces just start happening. So being behind the camera is always going to be my first thing that I love, because you get to do everything from top to bottom, and, you know, maybe build the show bottom to top, but you get to do all of that behind the scenes. And when it's time to go live, or it's time to film, or it's time to do something, all you have to do is just press play, and then everything else just it's like a domino effect. It just falls down, and in a good way though. So,
Okay. Fair enough. Just wanted to, in any chance that, you know, get the opportunity to learn a little bit more just about what, like what you've done and stuff. You know, I don't know. I know a lot of what you've done, but you know, just getting to hear your perspective is, it's always good to hear. Cause you know, I didn't go to school for media like you.
Oh,
I went to school.
My gosh.
You know, I went to the school of hard knocks, went through the school of coaching and consulting and paying for it through courses and stuff like that. So, you know, it's always good. It's always good to hear.
Yeah. Okay. That's nice.
But with it being Friday Night Flex, with us keeping it light, y'all, we ain't gonna hold y'all too much tonight. Do we need to take a commercial break, or do I just get a final thought now?
Let's give your final thought.
All right, man. So with it being Friday Night Flex,
hey, baby, I'm in this park right by your house, the one we talk to, and I just...
What I would just encourage you all with tonight, just like producer Britt talked a little bit earlier about her sitting back, kicking back, and watching some of her favorite shows, and you know, that's what she's gonna get into this weekend. That's what she's doing. Find time to rest. Make it a priority. I'm telling you all this because I got called out on it earlier this week. Because if I wasn't resting, then I wasn't able to put my schedule in the place that it needed to be, and I wasn't able to prepare for the prepared, right? To have the things in place to where my life can go smooth. So find time in your schedule, if it be 30 minutes, if it be 15 minutes, if it be an hour, to where you can relax, you can watch TV, you can do nothing at all, because you owe it to yourself. And you have to take time to recharge your battery. If you don't recharge your battery, I guarantee you, nobody else will. But family, remember, if you have not subscribed to the channel and become a member of this family, hit that subscribe button just down below on YouTube. And if you're listening on our audio platforms, be sure to hit subscribe on whichever platform you're listening to. But until next time, family, remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?